Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
The cattle futures were under significant pressure to finish the week in the day here. The April live down 75 at 123.40. The June live cattle down 222 at 122.80. The August $1.37 lower at 122.65. So 1 to 220 lower with that weakest June contract at 122.80. The feeder cattle were similar here, down 202 in the April at 145.10. May's down $1.70 at 149.90. The August $1.50 lower at 160.10. September's at $160.97, down $1.35. So $1.50 to $2 or so lower on the feeder cattle and $1 to $2 or so lower on the live cattle. The cash trade this week, it looks like it's going to be somewhere from 122 or so all the way to 125 was near the highs. The slaughter this week was sort of disappointing. It was 111,000 today. Last week, of course, it was Good Friday with 105,000. Week to date, 575,000. Last year, though, it was 498,000 for the same time period. It just seems like the slaughter rate has been substantially lower than where it needs to be to work through all these extra cattle that are in the feedlots. You know, it's a record number of cattle on feedlot, and then box beef prices just continue to rally here, up another dollar today at 271.80 in choice.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, the 2021 Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale is coming this Saturday, April 10th, 12:30 p.m. at the Wheeler Farm Sale Facility in Chickasha, Oklahoma. 120 head will be offered, including 75 head of Hereford, Angus, and Red Angus bulls. Catalog and videos of the animals being sold are available at mcsauction.com. You can call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081. Southwest Ranchers Bull and Female Sale this Saturday, April 10th.
Today's grain futures market was following a USDA report this morning. The corn ended up lower on the day. The report was actually thought to be bullish corn, but the market sold off. May corn looks like it's going to finish about 576 on the low, down 3.75. December corn about unchanged here at 494.5. The beans, that report was considered negative beans, anywhere from 9 to 12 cents lower. The new crop November, 1263.25, down 10 cents. And then the wheats were up 9 to 11 cents here. July Kansas City up 11.25 at 595. And then the December cotton is up 73 at 81.85. If you look at the actual numbers here, the corn ending stocks are estimated at 1.352 billion bushels. Last in March, they're at 1.5, so about 150 million less bushels. Soybeans were 120. They're looking for 119, and then wheat was 852. In March, they were 836. So bigger wheat, neutral beans, and bullish on the corn. In the world, it was 283.9 million metric tons on corn. In March, it was 287. Beans were 86.9 in March. They were 83.7. In wheat, 295. In March, they were 301.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.